This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Maybe I'm about to tell you something that you already know, but it's always great to learn about research that confirms that we're doing something right for a change. I'll explain in just a moment.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
It's a ritual repeated in tens of thousands of homes around the world. You kick off your shoes after a long day, uncork your favorite wine, sit back, and sip your way to a more peaceful place. Yep, life just seems to be a little better thanks to that fruit of the vine. Seems or is? Well, it turns out that research from the Boston University School of Medicine demonstrates that regular and moderate wine consumption by middle-aged adults may very well improve the quality of life. These researchers use something called the Health Utilities Index, which looks at factors ranging from dexterity and mobility to emotions and cognition to measure the quality of life. What researchers concluded from this study of 5,400 middle-aged Canadians is that those who consumed in moderation had a measurably better score than those who abstained. Moderation for them meant 3 glasses a day for women and 4 a day for men. 4 a day. I'm thinking moderation means something very different in Canada. In the interest of encouraging responsibility, please don't assume that if a little is good, a lot is great. It doesn't work that way. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.